she said. The day that I was about to kill myself would have been a mass killing. She said, I will never meet all of me, and the journey will be over when it is over, and I find calm and safety with the knowledge that it is a source of power to be my own master in this, independent of society's mean hands that want to tell me death is not on me to choose or to deny, taking the one and only power I have sometimes left, putting guilt into my trembling hands of fear instead of listening. She said, do not get me wrong. I do not want to die. I am highly respectful of the fact that any pain and devastation overruling the will to survive must be huge and unbearable, or it would not trick nature's great goal of living and reproduction. This word, take it into your mouth. Unbearable. I have learned to wait even then. And please do not shame anyone for struggling with waiting for change. We all know how it is to wait for good or bad messages. Not knowing if the doctor will tell us someone we are close to will survive that operation or not. Taste that moment. Just the essence of pain and insecurity. And what if it would not just linger a day, but days, weeks, years, or appear out of nowhere, unpredictably, on repeat. She said, God has no meaning to me in that, because after all I am a set of chromosomes and chemical reactions, and I have to deal with yours and mine on my own. But the universe is an unfolding wonder, and I believe there is a place for anyone in it, as long as people do not assume to know what happens in the mind of others and then judge. We are bad judges when we are not able to hear, and it has never been in our job description to judge over each other, not when we believe in love. She said, and despite the fact that I gave up praying to God as a child because it did not help or change anything, I believe in love and compassion and patience, along with holes of distrust and fear. And I believe in change being possible. I am an imperfect being, as you. She said, so that you know on which journey I am. I make it a priority each day to understand my motivations and to learn and stop the patterns that hurt me or others. Often I fail. But you will not keep me from growing and unfolding my wings in the long run. Moths fly in darkness and starlight. I miss you. I know how you run in my veins. Your flow is that of an unbeliever traveling underground with a pen and flying honor in withdrawn intensity. Therapy. I know it now. It's late. But now I know. I never should have tried to persuade myself of my guts being wrong. They have to be, 'cause it is me who needs the therapy. How could I ever trust myself when I am the twisted, weird, uneducated? Here I am to learn No matter reason, knowledge, person I go to trust and open up and make myself more naked than to show my skin, despite my struggling fears and inconsistencies and wavering and getting lost in mazes. Here I am to learn. This person has a job they need to be quite serious about. They need to be respectful and authentic, need to not manipulate, be open about what they do and the why and how. It doesn't matter if they mean well. Yet what matters is they do not try to fix me. Do not fix me. Don't advise me. Do not use a psychological approach without to make it clear to ask for my permission. When this method does require to be hidden works with shock, surprise, do not consider. If you want agreement of my all, no singular, no splitter. Such attempts end up with child parts panicking in silence. Do not show. Don't ever show. Keep quiet. Please, I need to know each step and need a therapist to notice what is going on inside my head by invitations to accept myself. I can adapt too well. I need to learn a concept how to learn the opposite to be an option, manageable. So to balance souls, to shape a real choir's harmony. The therapist I need needs to be deeply dedicated to be open too. How can I trust them otherwise? How can I trust myself to now let go of iron coats of poisonous protection? How? My other lives. Understand when no and yes and maybe coexist inside one individual is represented in parts, alters, personalities, however one may choose to call it, to live lives within one body. And without a real abiding bridge between, when people asking for decisions ask for the impossible, they may receive an answer, yet it may be one without the weight of more than one, the others, no consideration. Then, when one has promised to keep word, the others maybe can't. The pain of wanting and the double bind. To have what once was daily setting to grow up in, live in, deeply now embedded and within, now deep within. As if the memory plays games, recalling trauma every day. I'm tired. Do you understand? Down. Into water plunged my soul, where last year's leaves of trees did fall. Mikado wood stood slightly crooked, the bark shook fists of snail shell wheels. Down into water plunged my soul. Down into water plunged my soul, the clear and marbled slit. Light fall, a golden dance of flax slip stroked my underwater skin. Stand still down into water plunged, my soul. The shadows play, rinsed all my sorrow to a stream of grey, blue, brown, and yellow. Matchstick. A matchstick. In one's hand, held close to flames, ignites in sudden rash race to its end. From there to further etch, a deadly path in ashes, if not kept, in farther distance or good riddance or drowned in a gush of water. So I burn when coating reaches thinner layer. A prayer of a player with a fire overwrought by crackling wood flies up in dancing moths of sparks. You cannot follow each, how they spread higher, farther, flood desire. It's a message matchstick girls say on their knees, with fiery eyes and crying wise, an angel of revenge, as well as matchstick, silent, beautiful, and deathly hallow. If I could travel back in time to where we started, I would add these words. I'd add, please, do not cut it off, a way of clearing anything up. I'm still around and loving you, not knowing how to let it be more than a writing, thrown up empty letters on a screen for no one else to understand and no one else to read, and it might mean to others nothing. I've been writing poems. I did not let free, but kept, protected, screamed, a digging into parts of me which have been hurting for a long, long while, and now again. I've kept them for my heart to figure out the situation, and your pain, and mine. I still don't have an answer to your questions. They are big, and you have asked a small one, trying with her mind's capacity to please you by adapting to be big, adult, and able to lead such discussion in a setting which was frightening. The only answer I could find inside were more of questions aimed at life, the universe. I do not have to have them answers. I am learning, seeking, still. And those I have already found in parts, I can try to explain. And still, I may be then unable to make it as clear and rational or understanding as I'd like to this part or parts of you who look at our world in other shades and shapes. I've not expected or demanded you to share mine. It was wonderful, though, to see when we've both found out we do. I will not make you to. You draw other conclusions out of other reasons, and I love you. And my love is more than I can show. It's partially a selfless and a selfish love, depending on the part of me, and overall, a trying to voice worship to the fact that nature is a wonder, and I see the wonder within you. I do believe in this fucking, fracking thing called love and kindness. I did never plan to hurt you, still I did. You did not want to hurt me, still you did. This is what I have tried to wrap my mind around, while watching me from bird's eye view, each morning crying for a self and foreign inflicted tearing, an infatuation without limit about who was in the right and who was wrong and who did what and why and who to blame, and nothing I could think could bring solution. And there is none, for I cannot ask you, and there's none. Unless you let me, I am left with keeping this unresolved pain inside my heart, and knowing you might do the same. I am so sorry how this ended up. I see our pains collided, causing more of pain. I love you all the time, during my scare and worry, anger, sadness, Grieving, bitterness and hurting, it is stronger than this fucking shit of triggering, of past, of trauma. I love you now from a distance, and not less.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.